Welcome to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues of fast-growing businesses. If you're a business owner or operator looking for practical tips and solutions to scaling your business in a sustainable manner, you're in the right place. Now here's your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre.
Welcome to season 4 of the Business Infrastructure Curing Back Office Blues show. I'm your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre, and I'm joined today by my newfound kindred spirit in business infrastructure, Mr. Paul Nicolaides. Paul co-founded Tanic, a collaborative culture change consultancy based in Leeds, England. Paul has built a substantive career in business change over 11 years, starting out as a junior business analyst in 2007. He developed his skills in business infrastructure design when he was an independent business change consultant, and he has since used this experience to build and deliver the Shaping Business Infrastructure service at Tanic. Paul and I actually connected on LinkedIn, and when I saw that one of the things his company specializes in is business infrastructure, I knew that I had found a kindred spirit and that I absolutely had to interview him on this show. Today, he's going to share with us how he was able to use elements of business infrastructure to solve a particular problem. So without any further ado, please welcome Paul to the show. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Paul, and I'm so excited. And Paul is joining us from the UK, everyone. So it just speaks to the testament of technology and the fact that we, although we have an ocean separating us, we're able to have this interview. So I'm so excited you're able to join today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into how you actually, an example of you actually solving a very specific problem in a business using elements of business infrastructure, can you first tell us a little bit more about your company, Tanic?
Sure. So Tanic specializes in the delivery of culture change, which comprises 6 key aspects. They are embedding and sustaining change, delivering customer value, effective performance management, shaping business infrastructure, building team capability, and well-being in the working environment. We discover new and innovative ways of working for our clients to improve each aspect of their culture.
Awesome. And I know when I first visited your website, and I've since been to your website several times, I personally was relieved to know that we both define business infrastructure as a way of, or a system rather, for linking people, processes, and tools. Because as you said, in our final episode of season 3, people know about these things, but they usually look at them in silos. But when you can actually bring them all together into a cohesive system, that's where business infrastructure's impact can really be felt. What is a specific problem that you, or maybe one of the clients that you've worked with, encountered in business that you were able to solve using a certain aspect of business infrastructure?
So fundamentally, I think it is processes, and it's the fact that processes are usually an afterthought. And even when they do get developed, they don't get maintained or renewed or improved. So in a recent project with a client, this client was used to be a startup company, and they've grown. Now, since growing, they haven't built the infrastructure to enable them to sustain that growth. So they were feeling the pain, basically. Mm. And the first thing we needed to do was convince them that what they needed was business infrastructure. So we needed to convince them that they were missing the right processes, which were simple and easily maintained. They were missing the right tools, and they needed the capability of their people to deliver these things. It wasn't an easy discussion to have because they felt that they were still a startup company, and they had a strong feeling that by building processes and building business infrastructure, they were going to turn corporate overnight. That was their biggest fear, which they didn't. Absolutely. And what we had to do was convince them that they needed structure. They needed everybody to work towards a common goal instead of individual goals, to deliver the right thing for their clients.
Can you describe specifically the actions you took to solve that problem? So you mentioned that they needed processes. Can you kind of talk us through specifically how you helped them define and document those processes?
Sure. Well, we had discussions with the leaders of each team within the business infrastructure, if you like, within the business. And they all had their different views on how certain things should be done. Now, instead of communicating or collaborating with individuals one-on-one, we brought these people into a room together to co-create. Now, I think it's important to co-create when designing business infrastructure, because while we have the expertise to design and shape business infrastructure, they have the knowledge of their business. They know how their business works, and they know what their business is trying to achieve. And fundamentally, they know why they want to do it. So we brought them in to co-create, and this was basically starting from scratch, identifying what, principally what they needed to deliver their, to their customers. What must they do? So we identified their value chain. And then what we tried to do was to break these down into lower level processes, so that people on the floor could understand everything they needed to do in terms of standardization and provide the right or deliver the right outcome or the best outcome.
You mentioned something earlier, Paul, that's so key. So what I've heard you say is that you identified the process by looking at their value chain. You ultimately helped them get those processes documented, but there was something you hinted at earlier that's so key, and that is the maintenance and continuous improvement of those processes. What have you done to ensure that if a problem like this, that the problem or the chaos that comes with fast growth, you can't say that it won't happen again, or you actually would want to hope that it would happen again. So if it were to happen again, what measures did you all put in place to ensure that they would be able to handle that situation better should they meet or face that situation again in the future?
Yeah. So I think there's two fundamental things that need to happen to sustain this and to mitigate any risk of chaos, if you like. And one of those that is empowering people and giving them purpose. So they take ownership of their own processes. They become the owners and they look after them. And that means they make sure that they are kept to a standard and they improved. The second thing is building a culture of continuous improvement. So what I find usually is businesses that do have processes, their processes are always out of date. So they're always on a shelf somewhere, kept in a drive, very rarely referred to and very rarely reflect the way their business works currently. So we need to ensure that there is somebody that has ownership over these processes. And not just one person, a multitude of different people collaborating together to make sure that the processes are purposeful and they're relevant and that they are continuously improved. So anytime a change is made in the business, that change is reflected in the process. Or even upon reviewing the processes where a change is identified, they've identified something that needs to be improved. That is identified, it is qualified and quantified, it is designed, and it is implemented in the respective continuous improvement.
And that is a great place to break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Paul is going to share some specific resources that he used to solve this problem. Do you currently have more business than you can handle? Do you need to hire more people but don't have processes documented to train them? Behind the Facade, How to Structure Company Operations for Sustainable Success is a book that explains, step by step, how to create business infrastructure in your company so that you can hire the right people to do the right things in the right working conditions. It's the world's first book ever written about business infrastructure exclusively for small businesses. Visit behindthefacadebook.com to get your copy today. That's behindthefacadebook.com. We are back with Paul Nicolaides. Before the break, Paul described how he was able to use processes, one of the key elements of business infrastructure, to solve a problem for a client that he had that was in the startup phase and thought they were still in that startup phase when really they were growing on to the next level. And he was able to help them address their lack of structure through the use of processes. Paul, what was the biggest or most important lesson you learned from that experience in working with that particular client?
I think the biggest lesson I learned was it's important to collaborate with each level of the hierarchy. I'm not sure how it is in the States, but over in the UK, we still focus on hierarchy. So people on the ground, middle management, and then the directorship. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important to collaborate with each level of those, but with a big focus on people on the ground, because they have the knowledge. They really know what's going on, and sometimes that can be overlooked.
What are some resources that you can share with us that you found helpful in solving this problem? Because a lot of times, especially on this podcast, we talk about processes, but people still may not know how to actually go through that entire cycle of identifying, documenting, and then improving. Can you share some resources that people might be able to reference?
Yeah, sure. So it's a tough one, really, because there are a multitude of books and websites and podcasts and YouTube videos out there that describe how to do certain things. But I think what's important is to understand why you need to do it. And fundamentally, I would concentrate on learning the principles of business infrastructure and things like lean, agile, and continuous improvement to understand what that actually is and what it means. And then put these things into practice and use the experience of others through the use of different books such as Lean Thinking and Modeling Business. To manage the risks and not being afraid of failing, because it's okay to fail. Just do it early and learn from that failure.
That is so key, because we're so quick a lot of times to jump into the how-to of something without first understanding the underlying principles. So I really appreciate you for talking about the importance of learning about the principles of lean and agile and scrum and business infrastructure. With that in mind, is there anything else, any words of wisdom that you'd like to leave us with today as it relates to business infrastructure processes and implementation?
Yes, I'd like to echo Victoria Rogers from your previous episode. In terms of frontline leaders. So I think frontline leaders are incremental in ensuring business infrastructure exists. And that's because, first and foremost, they are enablers and they are capability builders in people. I get disillusioned sometimes by senior management, middle managers, because usually in big business, they don't seem to do a lot. And that's usually because they're not natural leaders, not real leaders. So a good frontline leader is that person that can empower, enable, and build capability.
Well said. Very succinct, to the point, and I really like that. Okay, can you repeat that, actually? So empower.
Empower, enable, and build capability.
and build capabilities. Well said, Paul. Thank you so much. That was really insightful. How can people get in touch with you?
Really easy. I'm easily contactable via LinkedIn, or there's my website, tanik.co.uk, or just email me. That's paulnicolaides@tanik.co.uk.
Okay, and thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it and look forward to having you come back and share and impart other words of wisdom as it relates to business infrastructure.
Thank you very much.
Implementing business infrastructure takes time, as you just heard Paul describe that example story of how he specifically used business infrastructure to help a client, in particular, get their processes in place so that they could scale sustainably and successfully to that next level. It also takes patience, and it requires a spirit of continuous improvement. You also heard that as a recurring theme throughout Paul's interview. As you heard in his story, he was able to use processes to specifically solve a problem of scaling a company to the next level. Is this something that you can apply to a business problem that you're trying to solve? Then I encourage you to connect with Paul. He's available on LinkedIn. You can also visit his company's website at tanik.co.uk. And you can also access links to some of the resources that Paul shared in this episode in the show notes at businessinfrastructure.tv. You'll also be able to subscribe to this podcast as well as download and comment on this episode. Remember, guys, leaving comments and reviews are important. So please let us know how we're doing so that we can make improvements or add additional topics that you might be interested in. Again, go to businessinfrastructure.tv to leave your comment and or your review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember, stay focused, be encouraged. This entrepreneurial journey is a marathon and not a sprint. Until the next time.
Thank you for listening to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues with Alicia Butler-Pierre. If you like what you've heard, do us a favor and subscribe, leave a rating and review, and more importantly, share with your colleagues and team members who could benefit from the information. Join us next week for another episode of Business Infrastructure with Alicia Butler-Pierre.